Welcome to the 618 Now, a production of the Chamber of Commerce and the O'Fallon Weekly, where we give you a snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh. So, Jessica, what's going on?
I have a question for you.
Uh-oh.
What compliment could someone give you, Nick, that would really make your day?
Usually it's when somebody compliments the newspaper.
Okay.
You know, when somebody says they really appreciate the effort and work that we put into it, because there is a lot of work that goes into it. Like, I spend all day Tuesday laying everything out and putting it all together, and it's like Tetris, you know, assembling the pages and mm-hmm. everything. And then Wednesday, I spend all day on the road, because my printer is an hour and a half north of O'Fallon.
Okay.
And I drive an hour and a half one way to load up my car with newspapers, bring them back. I drop them off at three different post offices. And, you know,
and then you have to load the boxes.
I would say we have the boxes and the retail locations mm-hmm. around and everything. And it's just, it's a long, long day of driving. And it doesn't matter what the weather's like or anything like that, that it just has to be done. And so, you know, there's a lot of work that goes into it. And
so much is behind the scenes, like you just described.
Yeah, everybody just assumes this thing just comes out of nowhere. But, like, you know, we're...
There's not a paper fairy?
No. And see, and the thing is... And now you got me on a tangent here. But the thing is, you know, we basically assemble, when you add up all the words in those 12, 8, 16, 20, 24 pages or whatever it is that week, you know, we're writing a small novel.
Yeah.
Every single
wow.
week.
I'd never thought of it that way.
And so, you know, there's a lot of effort that goes into that. And, you know, and then especially at this time of year when there's like nothing going on,
mm-hmm.
still got to put something out.
So then when someone sees you and compliments an article or the fact that, you know, they subscribe and it's how they keep in touch.
Yeah, it just kind of gives you that feeling like somebody actually cares.
Okay. All right. Well, from a community standpoint, I often wonder what compliment somebody could make that would speak highly about that community.
Okay.
And I think one of the highest forms of regard is when people, they come back around, like for round two, or when they double down on something.
Okay.
So I've got a couple examples. The O'Fallon Police Department has recently sworn in five new officers in the last couple months, and three of those have strong ties to O'Fallon. Two of them, Officer Vautrain and Officer Schaefer, are both graduates of O'Fallon Township High School.
Okay.
And then one officer, Officer Hesselbacher, previously worked at the department. He took a leave of absence, and then he rejoined us a couple weeks ago. And so each of these people have a history in some form or fashion with our community. And so I think it says a lot that when they're deciding where they want to serve, where they want to earn a paycheck, this is where they chose. You know what I mean? Like, they came back.
Yeah, yeah.
And then something else that I think speaks highly of a community is when business owners double down. And what I mean by that is they have their primary business in town, and then they either expand that business, or in some cases, they open a completely separate business also in town. So then they have two businesses.
Okay.
John and Emily Greenstreet, whom we've mentioned in a recent episode, have done just this. They're part of the ownership team of Bike Surgeon, and they've partnered with Talani and Lisa of Grit and Tonic in Lebanon to open a high-end restaurant in the downtown district. So they have a Bike Surgeon, which they expanded within the last 2 years to include Gears. That's the pub and the cafe. But now they're opening this full restaurant in downtown. And then, also fun fact, Talani and Lisa of Grit and Tonic are part of the ownership team of Absolute Pilates, also located in O'Fallon.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so each of these families have significant investment in town, and now they're like doubling down by opening this totally separate business.
You know, it is a really nice compliment to a community to have each of these scenarios. When people who grow up here choose to come back, and when businesses continually take risks by opening up more businesses and or expanding,
that's right,
you know, their business.
Yep.
So that's cool. Now, you mentioned the police earlier. In a totally unrelated but fun tangent, how about you share with our listeners how your recent experience with their Milo shooting simulator went?
Oh, geez.
I may
okay.
have possibly heard something around town.
Okay, so last week when I was at the department, some officers were being trained on this shooting simulator, and they offered me the chance to do target practice. So we went into it's an indoor training, and the officer was like, okay, the screen is going to change, and then you're going to have some watermelons as targets, so shoot the watermelons.
Now, okay, before we go any further here, let's just briefly touch on this. The Milo simulator, that's the same one that they had out at SWCC back
yes.
when I did the police
yes.
academy, right? Okay.
Yes.
This is, you're not shooting actual rounds.
Correct.
It's like a video game. So it's almost like, you know, you've got the pistol.
Correct.
But it's shooting light at, you know, like a screen, a simulator screen in front of you.
Correct. Projected images on the wall. Okay. Some of them are like video scenarios. So yeah, like a shoot, don't shoot scenarios for training.
So no matter how this goes, I just want it reiterated that this isn't with live rounds. This
no. Is just, okay. No. And yes, when you hear this, and no, well, you've heard the story, somebody apparently has told you, you'll understand that that's a good thing.
Okay.
Okay. So he, you know, the training officer was like, some watermelons are going to come up on the screen. Shoot the watermelons. I'm like, okay, I can do that.
Okay.
So the screen changed, four watermelon appear on the wall, and I'm like, bam, 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 bam. I shoot four times, and then I put my gun down, you know, almost like I was holstering it. Uh-huh. Like, you know, I took a step back, and the room was totally silent. And then the training officer says, ma'am, did you want to go ahead and try that again since you didn't hit any of the targets? And I was like, what?
So let's just review and reflect here. So you shot, missed four times, and then backed away like you were done.
Yep. Okay. And then he said, well, when you hit them, they explode, and none of them exploded. So, like, did you want to try this again?
Okay. Okay.
I thought the bullet must have been, the fake bullet must have been really small and just pierced him. So yeah, I, like, knocked him out because I thought there was no way I missed all four huge watermelon. But as it turns out, yep, I missed them all. I'm just a terrible shot.
Okay.
Thanks for bringing that up, though. That was not a confidence booster for me.
No problem. No problem. So what else is going on around town?
You know, one segment that listeners have suggested on more than one occasion is the possibility of highlighting local residents, because we have some really talented and just generally cool people in our community.
We do.
And many times we're not even aware of who these neighbors are or some of their life experiences that make them so interesting. But along those lines, did you know that one of the science and social studies teachers here at Cariel Junior High in O'Fallon authored a children's book on the American presidency?
I did not.
Well, maybe you can go to this event I'm about to promote.
I mean, that sounds like a good idea.
So PJ Creek is his name, and together with his wife, Jamie, who is also a local educator, they wrote this book called We the People and the President. It is an infographic look at the American presidency.
Okay.
So most history books are traditional texts. They've got paragraphs, chapters. It's a lot of reading. This book has similar information, but it's presented visually, and it is fantastic. As educators, they know that when you're learning something, many times if you can visualize the information, you're much more likely to remember it. So not only is this visually memorable, but the information they teach is really fun too. They have one section called Mail to the Chief, and it has excerpts of letters received by the White House over the last 200 years.
Yeah.
So for example, when Thomas Jefferson was president, he received about 140 items in the mail every month. And then when President Obama took office, the White House was receiving, on average, 65,000 letters a week.
Wow.
Big difference.
Yeah.
The authors include information about branches of government and how those are constructed, the evolution of our political parties, and some prominent issues that are divisive among Americans today. Also included, they created a presidential yearbook as well as a periodic table of presidents in the book.
Neat.
It is really, really well done. Apparently, it is intended for elementary and junior high aged kids, but even as an adult, I found it very interesting and it kept my attention. I just feel like the Creeks really knew what they were doing when they put this all together.
Yeah.
So I'm going to link to their book in the show notes, but they will also be at the O'Fallon Library tomorrow, Saturday, January 22nd, from 1 and 2 p.m.
Okay.
So I give it 5 stars. I highly recommend it. It is fantastic.
Very cool. We will have to look into that further.
Check that out.
So what's on the calendar besides the Meet the Author event tomorrow?
So January kicks off tax season.
People
who earn income should receive their W-2s by the end of the month. Along those lines, if you or someone you know needs help with tax preparation, and maybe they're not in a situation to pay for that assistance, the library partners with AARP volunteers to provide tax aid at the library.
Okay.
Signups aren't available yet, but the library does have an option on their website where you can submit your contact information, and then once the tax aid schedule opens up, you'll receive a notice that appointments are available for booking.
Okay.
Despite the COVID challenges this past year, year, volunteers helped at the library over 400 clients file their taxes with a combined refund totaling over $500,000.
Wow.
And these volunteers helped clients save roughly $100,000 in fees that would have been charged had they gone through like traditionally paid preparation services.
Yeah, yeah.
These appointments fill up very quickly and they're pretty limited, especially with COVID. So if you are interested in this, once the sessions are open, you have to take action and sign up. And I'll link to that in the show notes. There are also a number of community blood drives coming up. It has been reported that facilities normally have a 5-day blood supply on hand, but right now that number is averaging about 2 days of supply.
Yeah.
So we're going to list some upcoming blood drives and links to those registrations in the show notes.
Okay.
And then finally, coming up on February 3rd, the O'Fallon Parks and Recreation Department is hosting a job fair. The Parks and Rec Department has lots of seasonal jobs available during the spring and summer. And this job fair will help pair interested applicants with potential jobs. So I'm going to go ahead and link to those in the show notes.
Sounds good. Well, now last week you teased about a multi-million dollar project coming up for the city. And you haven't mentioned that yet this week.
This is true. I know. And I'm sorry. It is on the docket for next week. I promise.
Well, that stinks.
Actually, the project does stink. And we'll talk about why that is next week.
Okay, then. Well, on that note, I better get going.
Thanks, Nick. It's always a pleasure.
This podcast is a production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce. We're a nonprofit with over 600 members, and together we welcome, unite, and promote business. Remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy local, and that's sort of the same thing.